people who have learned to accept each other's flaws. So many flaws. Here's more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do.
Well, I don't know much about cars, and I don't know how to fix cars. No. But I know that what this gentleman tried to do was not safe. He got pulled over just for a ticket for speeding. And then the police officer saw that inside his car, there was, instead of a driver's seat, there was just a lawn chair. The seat for the car itself was gone. He replaced it with one of those, not a wicker, but one of those woven type of lawn chairs.
Yeah.
And it was just there. No word on whether or not it was actually, you know, attached to the ground in any way?
I'm sure it wasn't.
No, I don't know how you would.
I mean, unless he strapped it down somehow, but I don't think if you get into a car accident, that's going to do a whole lot of good. It sounds like you and your wicker chair going right through the windshield.
Yes, he got a ticket for the chair, and also the seatbelt was an issue because it wasn't working well.
What? Yeah.
Not either. And then this gentleman also, he apparently had busted headlights. And he was pulled over because the police officer noticed him driving sort of strangely and found out that his headlights had been replaced with just flashlights. Those big, big flashlights with a handle that you could hold on to.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose it's better than nothing.
I mean, the batteries were dying, leading to a dim output is what the police officer put on his report. Flashlights as headlights are not legal.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no.
Have you
I understand having a junker of a car and just having to, you know, figure something out. Like, didn't you have holes in your floorboard of one of your cars?
There was one that was starting to form. Yes. Okay. I think if I had had it for a couple more months, I could have Flintstoned my way.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But it was starting.
Did you just kind of put a floor mat over that?
Yeah. You know, I didn't even know the thing had started forming the hole until I removed the floor mat because I never really vacuumed because...
Why?
I mean, why?
It's the least of your concerns.
Right. So when I took out the floor mat, I saw, wow, look, it's starting. Can a car thin? It's thinning.
Yeah,
and then
it's
a couple
rust.
Of good stomps on there. It goes, oh wow, that kind of could just go right on through.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So, have you ever tried to do a DIY car repair? And how did it go?
How creative did you have to get?
And I want to hear from those of you that have had broken windshields too. I get it, and I'm not laughing at you. I am laughing at the situation, but going down 235 and seeing a car with their back window just flapping about because it's just it's a garbage bag held on by painter's tape.
Yeah.
I find that very amusing. I'm sorry for whatever happened. I'm not, like I said, I'm not laughing
well,
at you. Just I enjoy that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's that or it's going to rain into your car.
Right, that's what I always think.
So,
what happens when it rains?
You got to MacGyver that a little bit.
Yes, we have someone on our block whose driver's side window is gone, and he has just a bag there. And I keep thinking, how do you go through drive-through?
Oh, then it's on the driver's side.
It's on the driver's side. You got to open the door.
You got to open the door.
Oh,
I mean, what an ordeal.
I mean,
okay.
Opening the door at the drive-thru is one of my biggest fears in my life.
Well,
I don't know why.
It happens like you drop money. Haven't you ever dropped money? I have.
I have dropped money. If it's a coin, I let it go.
Yeah,
if it's just
absolutely
a coin, because I am not suffering that embarrassment for even a quarter.
No.
And a quarter is like gold in my family. Kids, do you want a quarter? Oh my gosh, I will vacuum for the entire house.
Wow, that's awesome.
Uh-huh. So, DIY car repair. What did you try? Did it work? Because maybe it worked out real well, so well that you're like, you know what? I don't even need to get it professionally fixed.
This garbage bag is holding up just fine.
Because I'll tell you what, the thinning car on the floor. Okay. Colleen is stretching out her shoulder right now. It's distracting only because earlier this morning, Colleen asked me, is it uncomfortable if I ask you if you'll massage my shoulder?
Just this one part just put pressure on it.
It is uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable. I cannot do it. I'm sorry. HR rules forbid it.
Crossing a line.
If they don't forbid it, they should. So what happened?
So I had a hatchback and the latch went bad. So I bought some twisty ties and use those on the metal bar, so when I shut it, the sensor would notice, and then I didn't have to take it and get fixed.
So twisty ties works.
Like those little zip ties.
Yes,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, if you move the knot just right and use three of them, the car knows it's shut.
That's perfect.
Awesome.
Great.
Done
job.
And done.
Yeah.
Saved me hundreds of dollars.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Celebrating Spirit Week at home. It's Pajama Day every day. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.